We bring up Mike enough, Hank Stram, and there seems to be a lot of attention to detail in the little things you guys do, not just the play, but the reaction and what's going on the sidelines. Was there any personality that started that? Did you say, well, you know, this looks kind of interesting over here?
Well, the first coach that we ever mic'd was Joe Q. Herrick of the Philadelphia Eagles, and that was 1965. And we put a mic on him in a game in the Orange Bowl. It was called the Playoff Bowl, and it was a game that was played. That was when the NFL had only two conferences, and they played the championship game. And then the two teams that finished in second place in the Western Division and the Eastern Division played in what was called this Playoff Bowl after the championship game. And it was sort of a meaningless game, and we convinced Joe Q. Herrick of the Eagles to wear a mic for that game. And that was the first time that had ever been done, and it was fraught with a lot of problems, technical problems. One thing we found out right away, that the frequency that we had Coach Q. Herrick on was the same frequency for the Biscayne Maritime Commission. So in the middle of Joe Q. Herrick talking to Norm Snead, his quarterback, we would hear, well, the marlin are biting out here in the, you know, in the South Shore, and if we get some people out here, there's some good fishing. And then there would be some static, and then you'd hear there's a school of tuna over here, you know, right in the middle of Joe Q. Herrick talking to his players. So we had to, a lot of it was wrecked by that. Of course, it's funny now, but now technology's improved where we can get our own exclusive frequency, and that doesn't happen.